Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being generous, looking at some of what the Bible says about how generosity actually benefits us, those who are generous. And sometimes we focus in on the help that our generosity or God's generosity gives to someone else. But to the one who is generous, God says there's a prosperity and benefit. And so that's this morning's focus as we continue looking at being generous and recognizing how prosperity looks different through the lens of generosity. Proverbs 11, verse 25 says, "A generous person will prosper. The one who refreshes others will themselves be refreshed." We often miss the prosperity that comes through generosity because we define it incorrectly. We want to think that prosperity comes through gaining more. And generosity tends to be thought of as, well, giving more. And because there seems to be this contradiction between gaining more and giving more, we're a little confused. And then you get those who subscribe to some prosperity gospel, giving so that you get more back. Being involved simply with very impure motives. But I think the thing that often gets missed is this prosperity that comes to the one who is generous isn't always more stuff, but rather it's a change in how we view the stuff. A heart focused on generosity begins to view what we already have differently. A heart focused on generosity tends to look towards those who have less, where our natural tendency is to look towards those who have more and want it. And to realize that this prosperity is not a prosperity of burden, but rather a refreshing that comes as we involve ourselves in refreshing others. That good feeling that we've helped. It's why Paul can quote Jesus, and it evidently is something that Jesus himself spoke to Paul. We don't find it exactly recorded in the Gospels, but he was aware of it, that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when we recognize the power of a heart of generosity, and I think it's important to realize that it's the heart that is critical. We can be forced to be generous. We generally don't call it generosity then. We can, as we talked about Monday, have a bad attitude in generosity and give because somebody expected it, or we feel we have to, or whatever the case might be. And when we measure generosity solely in dollars and cents, when we measure generosity solely in stuff, we're going to find ourselves wondering, why am I not refreshed? Why have I not prospered? It's because we've not had a heart of generosity. We've gone through the motions. We've completed some of the actions. But a heart is far from it. Because a heart of generosity begins to consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. A heart of generosity is refreshed simply by seeing others benefit. Simply by seeing others be helped. A heart of generosity prospers because we're looking further down the road. And our focus is taken off of our bank accounts and our properties. It's directed towards the living God. A heart of generosity gives us a better eternal perspective. And there are promises of God that He understands exactly what we need. And the Bible tells us to commit our ways to the Lord. Surrender them to Him. In all our ways, acknowledge Him. And He'll direct our path. He'll take the brokenness of our life in this world and give us an assurance of prosperity as we are His children, as we belong to Him, as we look toward that heavenly home. We tend to want things and want them now. And we miss out on the promises of God because we reject them when they don't happen the way we envisioned. And to the one who is generous, God says, it's that generous heart that He rewards because it's a heart that reflects His heart. And as we seek to refresh others, we ourselves find that we feel good. And as we live life, we tend to focus on stuff. And sometimes we don't have stuff. And God still calls for us to be generous with our love, with our forgiveness, with our mercy, with our compassion. Things that aren't genuinely measured by stuff. He calls us to be generous in the sharing of the good news of Jesus. And we prosper emotionally. We prosper spiritually. Sometimes we prosper financially, but that becomes a very subjective thing. And the reason I believe a generous person prospers financially is because their goal has changed. What they view as prosperity is different than what it once was. Their bank account likely isn't any fuller. It may actually be emptier. But they realize through a heart of generosity that they've truly prospered. And so today, as we pray, we ask God to help us know the prosperity that comes through generosity, the refreshing that comes through refreshing others, to take our heart of stone and replace it with that heart of flesh, a heart that gives just as God Himself has given to us. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to know what true generosity looks like. In our great need, You noticed and You gave. And You gave Your Son Jesus. And God, it's my prayer today that each one of us, every person hearing these words, myself included, would pursue You in a way that fills us with a heart of generosity, a generosity that helps us to prosper, a generosity that changes our very view of prosperity. And Father, that we would find a refreshed spirit as we engage in the process of refreshing others, of lifting others, of encouraging others, of helping others. And so, God, regardless of what we have or don't have materially, may we be generous with what we do have. And for those of us who belong to You, who are Your children, that share in the inheritance of the kingdom that You reign over, may we be generous in sharing that. And may that generosity flow through all of the stuff that we do have. And as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, may our generosity grow. And may our heart be formed into the image of Your heart. And in all of that, may our generosity lift up Jesus so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.